रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते ए नमः। बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 44, द एंड ऑफ द क्वेस्ट। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Accompanied by Ganga, the king reached the ocean and came to that place below the earth where his ancestors lay reduced to ashes. When they had been washed by the holy waters, Brahma, the lord of the world, came to the place and said, "The 60,000 sons of the noble Sagara have been freed from the evil fate and raised by you to heaven, even like unto the gods themselves. And as long as the waters of the ocean shall endure on earth, even so long shall these enjoy the bliss of Swarga, along with the immortal dwellers thereof. This Ganga shall be to you as a firstborn daughter, and shall be celebrated in the world under the names that you gave her, Ganga, Tripataga, Divya, and Bhagirathi. She flows through the three worlds, and hence her name is Tripataga. Offer libations of water unto the manes of your grandfathers, every one of them, and accomplish your vow. They that went before you were unable to accomplish their object, highly famous and born of righteous ancestry though they were. Amshuman of unequaled energy desired to bring down Ganga and succeeded not. The royal sage Yuasaya, the leaper of noble attributes and like unto the great sages of spiritual energy, wrought hard to bring down Ganga, but the rays of success dispelled not the gloom of his heart. Albeit he was unswerving in the discharge of his kingly duties and equal to me in ascetic merit. But you have been able to accomplish your high resolve, and best of men that you are, you have earned the highest glory ever given unto mortals to possess and ever approved of by the best. You have reached the loftiest pinnacle of righteousness in that you have brought down the holy Ganga. Bathe in the sacred waters and rise pure and endowed with high religious merit. Forget not to offer libations of water unto the manes of your ancestors. I shall go back unto my world and give you leave to do the same." Thus spoke the grandsire of all beings and the great Brahma, and departed to his seat in the highest heaven, even as he came. Thereupon the royal sage Bhagiratha discharged his duties by his forefathers, even as the holy books lay it down. His vow accomplished, he returned to his kingdom with enhanced luster and glory, and ruled his kingdom well and wisely. The world rejoiced when the king came back again amongst them, and men knew not sorrow or anxiety under him, but lived in happy content, every desire of theirs gratified. Thus I have narrated unto you at great length, Rama, the episode of Ganga. All hail to you, the noble one, and may every good go with you. Let us disperse, for the time of the evening prayers is close at hand. This narrative is of extraordinary virtue. It realizes for you all your wishes, fame, length of years, offspring, and the highest heavens. And you have no better way of pleasing by Pitras and the Devas then by reciting this before the regenerate ones. He who listens to this with whole-souled attention and a devout heart never desires in vain. His sins fall away from him and his days increase on earth and his glory. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahani Gunapi Chakravarti Dhanuja Sarva Bhavamaya Mangalam.